Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Welcome back to another episode of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman. Marion, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
Good, thanks. It's been a while since we've done one of these, hasn't it?
It has. We're sort of out of practice, aren't we?
We are. You know, ever since the radio station sold itself back the end of June, we haven't done any of these podcasts.
So several months now.
Yeah, but we thought it would be interesting with the market being as volatile as it's been and all the various sound bites and headlines and all sorts of notifications you get on your phone, that we might try to provide a little bit of financial advice in a language you can understand. So our goal today, in about 12, 15 minutes or so, is to answer three important questions for you. We want to answer the questions, number one, based on the market conditions today, should I be selling out? And number two, how low can this market go? And thirdly, if you're among the folks that are taking distributions from your investment accounts, are you still well positioned to continue to take distributions while this market is still down a bit? So, Marion, let's start with the first one. Should I sell out?
Well, you know, Mark, you and I have the same view on this, and our view is absolutely not. This would be the worst possible time to sell out in my mind.
Why?
Well, so, you know, we've already seen a significant decline in the markets. They're down over 20%. That's a bear market. You don't know, you don't know what's going to happen next. But honestly, what if you do sell out now and it turns around? When do you get back in? How does that work? Like, can you time the market? Has anyone been successful timing the market? Well, and that's what you're doing.
Right. So many people say to us, well, Mark, if I got out, when the market starts to improve, then I will get back in. How's that worked out for people?
Well, that's worked out terribly for people. Because remember, many times when the market turns around, that first day can be this incredible up day. I mean, we have seen 9% returns in one day when the market turns around. And if you remember, not that long ago, in March of 2020, we saw a great example of what they call a V-shaped recovery during COVID. So the market dropped 35% during COVID, much lower than where it's at today.
Now, when you say the market being the S&P 500, which is an unmanaged index, and that's how it's measured along the largest companies in the world, or actually in the United States, I should say.
The top 500 companies in the United States. So we saw that S&P 500 index go down by 35%.
Mm-hmm.
It turned around immediately. And,
well, I wouldn't say immediately, but it was quick.
When it turned, it turned very quickly and very sharply.
Correct.
So you truly saw, it was a rapid decline from February to March 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned around, and it was a relatively rapid recovery.
It absolutely was. But it's really interesting how many people are talking today about the fact that, oh my goodness, my account is down. My account continues to go down. Each month I see my statement, and it drops and drops and drops and drops.
But wait a minute. We had a few good months in the summer, right?
A little bit, yeah. We started to see a little bit of a recovery.
Yeah.
But what they forget about is how dramatic that pullback was in 2020 when we had coronavirus. And if I were to tell you that this, compare the situation today, you're in a situation in March or April where you're told you cannot go to work, there's no food on the shelves, restaurants
no
are allowed to
paper.
Open, there is no toilet paper, there's no cure for this disease, you need to wear a mask, you need to stay distanced. That's pretty dramatic. The stuff, but that dropped, what you said, 35 some odd percent, close
Correct.
To that, right?
Yeah.
And today we're down roughly 20%.
Right.
Now, with the conditions that are out here in the market today, look, if you read the newspapers, you read headlines, it sounds pretty scary. And there are a lot of things that are uncertain that are out there in the markets between Russia and Russia and the Ukraine, oil prices, which are starting to settle out, inflation, unemployment, or people having low unemployment, but still all these jobs that are available, cars you can't find on the lots, high prices, interest rates going up, lots of things that are uncertain for the short term. But I'd feel a lot more comfortable if you gave me all of that stuff and said, here's the situation, all the stuff we've got to deal with today versus what we dealt with the coronavirus. I'd take what we have right now in a second and think the likelihood of us responding from this is far greater than the ability for us to come up with a vaccine to cure the world or to help cure the world.
In a timely fashion.
Right.
I mean, how long did it take to create the other vaccines? It was multiple years before we got other vaccines.
And we're still getting them.
That's exactly right.
And we're still getting them.
But in any event, and you're right. I mean, we had never seen anything like COVID before. Hopefully, we never see anything like it in the future as well. But we had never seen anything like that. We have seen situations in my lifetime many times like we're in today.
2008 and 2009 during the financial crisis.
2000 to 2002 during the tech wreck and then 9/11.
Right.
I mean, we saw much greater declines during both of those time periods. And that's when I was working in the industry. But even before that, in the 80s, there were, remember the crash of 87, that one day?
It was the oil embargo that we had back in the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
there are so many of these instances, but it's interesting how quickly we forget about how desperate and anxious we were during those periods of time. And when markets are going well, there's this euphoria, oh, it'll just keep going in one direction. And what did we say over the past few years, Mary?
And we kept saying, don't expect this to happen, to continue on like it's going. And alternatively, don't expect the declines to continue on as they're going. It could go on for a while. You know, people will say to us, well, how long is this going to last? We have no idea. It could be quick. It could be take a long time.
That's
we
right.
just don't know. But remember, we always deal with uncertainty in markets. It is always uncertain.
And markets don't like uncertainty, do they?
They don't. But, you know, sometimes they respond positively and sometimes they respond negatively.
Absolutely.
So we just need to take it all with a grain of salt in many ways.
So you helped me transition to our second question that we've been asked by many of our clients that have called is, how low can this thing go? And what is the, we don't know, right?
Right.
But here's what I will tell you. How low can it go? Well, the lowest point of an individual stock is zero. It can actually go to zero. And that is why we have rarely ever recommended individual stock positions for our clients, any individual security positions. We are long-term proponents of packaged products. You've heard the term mutual funds or index funds or exchange traded funds. These are investments that have collections of stocks in them, sometimes stocks and bonds, sometimes other types of securities in the portfolio. But because they're so well diversified and we're not picking a particular sector or some sleeve of the market, you generally have some level of protection. And there's certainly not a guarantee for sure, but remember, every stock would have to go out of business for your mutual fund, for your index fund, to be zero. So how low can the market go? Well, usually markets move up and down because certain sectors become in favor or out of favor. And right now we've seen a bunch of sectors that have become out of favor, some more so than others.
Correct. I always use the example, and I'm not sure it's a great example, but in general, for a entire portfolio, because remember, most of our clients have not only a diversified stock element to their portfolio, but they also have a bond component to the portfolio. So they also have a diversified selection of bonds in there. And once again, in the form of mutual funds or exchange-traded funds. So in order for that to go to zero, virtually every large company in the United States would have to go out of business. And we usually have government bonds included in the portfolio, so the government would have to go out of business too, in order to go. And honestly, you wouldn't be worried about your money.
Absolutely. I mean, that would be
in that scenario.
That would mean companies aren't making toilet paper anymore. Cars aren't being manufactured. You can't get a toothbrush. You can't get food.
Right.
All of these companies would have to go out of business.
Correct. That's what stock going to zero means.
Right. We're nowhere even close to that type of a scenario. We go through some rough patches. And one of the things that has been impacting our rough patch right now has been inflation and the increase in interest rates.
Correct. And that's, you know, that is the Federal Reserve has decided that they need to increase interest rates so that they can combat inflation. And for those of you who were adults in the 1980s, early 80s, you know what inflation is like, because there was very, very high inflation in the early 1980s. It can be very difficult, and you're seeing it today, where prices of certain goods have increased dramatically over a one-year time period. So the Federal Reserve has started their campaign to increase interest rates. And we see the prices of bonds declining, and that's just simply a mathematical equation. When interest rates go up, bond prices adjust down because they need to continue to provide the same value to investors.
Well, let's just use this as an example. We're doing financial advice in a language you can understand.
That's correct.
Last year, let's say last year, you bought a bond. Remember, bonds are money that you lend to somebody. They agree to pay you an interest rate, and at a period of time, a maturity date, you get your money back, as long as the company's in business, right?
Right.
So let's say, for instance, Company A was offering a five-year bond that was paying 3%, that would pay you 3% for 5 years. Now, all of a sudden, here we are a year later, another company comes out and they want to offer a five-year bond because interest rates are higher at 4%. And you might say to yourself, well, wait a second, I want to get rid of my bond that was paying 3%. I want to buy a bond that's paying 4%. Well, the problem is who wants to buy your 3% bond when a person off the street can buy a 4% bond?
No one.
That's right. So what happens is you have to accept a lower price for your 3% bond. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get less money at the end of the 5 years. You're still going to get your money back. You're just going to get lesser of an interest rate than what the current market is allowing for.
Sure.
You're getting what was promised to you, like we said, as long as the company is still in business. And so as interest rates move up, like Marion was saying, the value of bonds, the price of the bond can go down. And what we've seen with this dramatic increase in rates, we've seen some significant pullback in bond prices.
Right. But remember, that is temporary. So the way you buy a bond is if you buy a $10,000, to use Mark's example, five-year bond that pays you 3% a year, you give the company $10,000 in year one, you hold that bond for 5 years, you get your $10,000 back.
As long as you're in business.
That's correct. But in the interim, that price can move around.
It's not
what you get finally. The price will always go back, if the company's still there, to the $10,000. So you just have to wait it out. It's sort of like a CD at the bank. If you had bought a CD at the bank last year and you took a 2-year CD at 1%, well, you can go get a 2-year CD now at 3%. But you'd have to pay a penalty to get out of that 1% CD.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, that's just the way it works.
All right. We're running close to end of time here. I want to answer our last question here. There are many folks that we serve, Marion, as our clients, many folks that are in retirement mode that are trying to take distributions from their investment accounts to supplement their needs. While it's nice that Social Security, it looks like, is going to be significantly increasing that payout for the upcoming year, people still need to take money from their investment accounts.
Most definitely.
So how are we positioning our portfolios for our clients, and what lessons have we learned so that during periods of times like this, our clients can still have confidence that they can continue to take money?
And it's always, again, it's a matter of diversification, and it's a matter of understanding what type of cash flow need each client has over the next year, 2 years. So that if it's a consistent cash flow and they need to take out, let's say it's $2,000 a month. we know we need $24,000 for year one. So that money is kept in a different bucket of investments, something that's lower risk, that doesn't follow the market volatility as much as a stock portfolio would. So we always diversify, and as Mark indicated, you know, it's a broad diversification, but whatever you're going to need in the next year, 2 years, you can take a slightly higher level of risk, but still a bond-like investment, not a stock investment. And we make sure we have that kind of money in more safer types of investments, less risky, less volatile investments, so that we can pay that distribution every month without having to sell stocks when they're at their lowest point.
Well, it's certainly an interesting time here in the markets. I can say that it isn't the first time we've been through this, right?
It has not. Well, you know, we've been working together since 2000.
2000, yeah.
So this is our, what, fourth?
Fourth time going through this. And you know what? When you have that much time together, you become far more rational, especially during the emotional times. And I know that's what our clients count on us for. If you're just listening and joining us for the first time, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman. We own Friedman Financial. And if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial needs, I hope you'll reach out and give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on the web, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And that's going to do it for us today. We hope you've enjoyed this financial advice in a language you can understand. We'll be back with another episode of Dollars and Cents in the very near future. Have a wonderful day, and always feel free to reach out to us. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC.